ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour, but a special treat because we're talking about the Pelicans as they get started with their season. Joel Myers, the television voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, along with Antonio Daniels. And you're a veteran, you're experienced, but there's always got to be a certain amount of just pure athletic excitement at the start of a new season.
It absolutely, especially after you're trying to wash away 21 and 61, and it is a fresh start. For all of us, and it's going to be healthy. I like what Joe has brought in, the mentality Joe Dumars has brought in. No nonsense, no BS. Like, you want to be here? Great, we want you here. If you're not, let me know, and I'll find you a new home. So I'm really happy with Joe coming here, wanting to come back to his home state. It's kind of an exciting time for all of us.
For those of people in my ilk who remember Joe Dumars well, played with Detroit, and there was only one style of ball in Detroit, and this is the guy who was first or second team All-NBA defense 5 consecutive years. So there might be some players. This team is so young. You know, you have to go back and either tell them or show them, but those teams had one style of play. Can that translate some?
Well, if you don't play hard, you're not going to be on the floor. That's what it boils down to. And as we saw, they let him play in the finals last year between Indiana and Oklahoma City. So the game has become more physical. It's always been fairly physical. They got away from it because now it's pace and space. But as we saw, they let him play. We don't want free throw shooting contests. We don't want to see 30 or 40 free throw attempts a game. So I do like what they did in the offseason, though. Bringing in a couple of guys like Sadiq Bey. Jordan Poole's a scorer. That's a big addition for this team. Sadiq Bey is a physical player who can space the floor as well. But Joe's translation of his style should come across regardless of you ever. And parents, the parents saw him play. So these youngsters that are on the floor now for the Pels and all across the NBA, if they don't know about a basketball Hall of Famer, they'll soon find out because he was truly a Hall of Famer. And then he put together a team that won a title in 2004. I was there. I did the Lakers at the time and was there in 2004 and calling that game on radio. So I saw that. I was there game 5 when Chauncey Billups jumped on the table right in front of me. And I was already on the phone trying to get a flight out. But it'll be good for all of us. It's a healthy transition for all of us with the Pelicans.
And so I'm with you. Wash away last year, so we're not going to spend much time on it. I do want one question because it was such an unusual beginning, 2-0, and the seasons with the NFL overlap so much more now than it feels like they used to. And you start 2-0, and then you start December 4-16, January 1st, you're 5-20. It got away because of the injuries almost instantly, so fast that before you turned your head, it was over, right? I mean, you were like 5-29.
Yeah, but this is a different team.
No. I'm saying
right. So you do wash it away, and you, as you know, you have to have a short memory. So you move on. And it's like golfers say, you know, you don't linger on the bad shot. You look to the next great shot and try to move on. But this is a deep team now. And this may be the deepest team that I've seen in 14 years here with the Pels. So that's a really good situation. Everybody is understanding now in the NBA, because of the pace, that you need guys 10, 11 deep. And we saw that in the finals. They went and played 10 guys, which was unheard of, because in the old days, you always shorten your rotation going into the playoffs.
Seven
or eight at the most, yeah. Not 10 or 11. But Indiana with Nemhart, and you could go down the list, Mather and all those guys, not necessarily starters, but they did a good job. They let everybody know. And Oklahoma City has been that way for a while. But they went all the way to the pits. They had two really awful seasons before they started to ascend. So the Pels have already been there. That was 21, and it was basically 21 and 61 because Zion wasn't on the floor. Trey and Herb were hurt. This is a different mentality completely. And the guys should be motivated and challenged. Somebody brought up to me, well, there's only two national telecasts out of 82 games. Well, that can all change. You can show them that you deserve. That is kind of a personal affront to me. So nobody expects anything from you. Just show them. You know, challenge yourself, be motivated, and I think they will be.
I was going to say the same thing, in that you're not, it's one thing to be flying below the radar. It's another not to be on the radar. Saints were the same way. No national games. I'm like, that's disrespectful, but right. You got to play your way to these TBA late games. And kind of the fact that they're under the radar now, you use it as a motivational tool, but I think it's a good thing.
Oh, it's healthy. I go back to the word healthy. The key is staying on the floor for the Pels. And we've seen what's happened, because Z has only played, what, about 45% of his career games. But he is a different guy this year. And I think he understands what Joe was saying to him in the offseason, because Joe was blatant about it. Joe said, you don't want to be here, I'll find you a new home. Joe was honest about it. That's what we all like. If you don't want to be in New Orleans, get the you-know-what out, because this is a great place. We all know that. It's the most genuine, unique place in America. So if you don't want to be here, move on. And Joe let everybody know that. Now, Trey Murphy, he's ready for a breakthrough season.
I was thinking,
a potential all-star. And then I like everybody. The Pels were a pincushion over the summer because of going after Derek Queen. Derek Queen's a skilled big guy. He has got a great skill set. Now, he's got to get into game conditioning and shape, because he wasn't over the summer. And even in the couple of games he played in the summer league, you could tell you 3 minutes and he was huffing and puffing. Well, you're 19. You got to be in shape. You've got to be conditioned. And he will. Kevon Looney will keep him in line. That's why the vets, because it's a small locker room as opposed to the NFL, which is a huge locker room. The vets in the NBA police and kind of mentor guys, because it's a small group. And Looney comes in. That's good for not only Derek Queen, but Eve Misi. You know, he's got rings. He's got championships. He's played past Memorial Day a number of times already. So you bring in that veteran. Sadiq Bey is a man. He's 26 and he is chiseled. He is very serious. Jordan Poole's 26. Maybe the thing I like the most with Troy and Joe have done with this roster is the timeline. Most of the guys, either early 20s, are about 25, 26. Poole and Bay are only 26. They've been around a while. People forget how young they are. Trey Herb, 25, 26. And you've got a good core on the same timeline. And Zion as well, 25, 26. Just got to keep them on the floor.
And I think typically we forget about what used to be old style basketball, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But I feel like this team has more definition in those roles. Poole and Trey and Zion. And, you know, Looney, you know, is hurt. I feel like there is more definition. Who's the one, right? Who's bringing it up, right? Is that true?
Jordan Poole, who can also, he's deep threat. He can really shoot, which is required. Need the spacing. So if you have Jordan Poole, who they have to cover, and you have Trey on the wing, well, they can't drop a double in his lap. He's going to have some space on the block if Trey's on that side or Jordan Poole's on that side, because they have to stay with him, keep him honest. So there is a number of – now, the thing that worries me the most going in, defense. The top 10 teams defensively in the NBA, usually – it's a rarity when it doesn't work this way – are the most successful. And if you look at the teams that go deep in the playoffs, they're always in the top 10 in defensive efficiency. I have no concern with the Pels being able to score. That should happen. Can they get stops? That's going to be critical.
Need to take a quick break. Be right back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour with a special treat, Joel Myers, as we're talking Pelicans as they get started with their season at Memphis on the road. But then really we'll talk about their schedule, which is not easy at the start. And we'll talk about the new Zion Williamson when we come back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. The Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with the voice of the New Orleans Pelicans television. That's Joel Myers, your 14th year, I believe,
yes,
with the
yes.
Pels. Congrats.
Fortunately.
The greatest broadcasting pipes you can just imagine.
I love the game.
Great pipes. We went to break talking about the new Zion. We've had new Zions before in the offseason, but this feels different, right?
Well,
it feels different. It looks like a
right.
different person.
Right.
Can he maintain it? Can he stay kind of in this new physical regime? And there's one thing about losing weight and being in shape. They usually go hand in hand.
Yeah, but he's toned now.
Right.
It's not just weight loss. He's really toned. So Bov, head of strength and conditioning for the Pels, Tom Maystadt, the head trainer for the Pels, they've been busy all summer. And Bov in particular, they've done a number of things with Z. And he's even said that he feels quicker, he feels better than he ever has. Well, he's 6 years into the league, so now it's up to him to maintain where he's at. Be a pro, you got to be a professional, and I think he gets it. I think he understands now. His reads, believe it or not, a lot of people forget because all they look at is offense. His reads are really sharp at the defensive end of the floor. When he sees somebody who's oblivious, he'll circle and trap blitz, and his timing is outstanding. So he's got to get more rebounds. The Pels are right now a little small. A queen could help that because he is a legit 6'10 and a skilled 6'10. But when I say a little small, that means Eve, queen. It's got to be gang rebounding. It's got to be team rebounding and Z to get 5 or 6 boards a game. And you want him to rebound because he can rebound and run and make his teammates, and he sees the floor really well. Remember, Zion's last 2 weeks on the floor before he fell on his tailbone, and then it didn't help to win. It unfortunately helped to lose down the stretch for lottery purposes. But his last 2 weeks on the floor, he had 2 triple-doubles, his first 2 career triple-doubles. So his basketball IQ is great. He reads really well at both ends of the floor. Now he's just got to stay on the floor.
So let me preface this question. I think Zion is one of the few players in basketball that can, if he has the ball and says, I'm going to the bucket and I'm going to score, that you can't stop him. Not many players can say that. I do agree. I think he's even quicker with the ball than he was last year. It also brings in getting slammed and to the floor because he gets pounded. And, you know, sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't call it.
They didn't during the preseason.
Right. They don't call it. And his free throw shooting, I say this a lot with great respect. Does he need the next phase of a game, a baby jumper?
He displayed it.
Yeah.
We saw it. He's got a nice little pull-up in the mid-range now. 10-12 footer in the middle of the paint because they're collapsing the defense on him. And we've seen it before, but he still beat it. But the point is, now he's evolving and adding to his game. So he's there, and he understands, I've got to take what they give me, as opposed to trying to be the bull in the china shop. And he's done a really good job adjusting. And it looks good because he's got a great finish. He's got soft hands. It's amazing the touch he has around the rim. Well, that's going to carry over to the 10 and 12 footer. And he's been making it during the preseason. But I only bring up it because Trey played 25 minutes and Z played 25 minutes in the last preseason game. They were both out there for 50 minutes. Neither one took a free throw. And in that last preseason game was like 37 to 17 in free throw attempts. So you have to impose and read the game and read the referees because they're different every night. But you have to impose your will on the opposition so you do get that whistle and that respect and that call.
Start the season. Three of your first seven on the road. You're going to learn a lot about this team early, even though it's 82 games. Let's not, you know. But in your first six, you play Memphis in the playoffs, Boston, who won it in 24, Denver lost to OKC in the playoffs, the Clippers playoffs, and then OKC. So that's in your first six games.
Right.
You're going to learn a lot about kind of who this team is early on.
Well, and also you've got a ton of home games in November. It's a busy November, 16, 17 games in that month, and a lot of them at home. You have to capitalize at home. Now, Memphis is going to have Ja Morant on the floor and Jaren Jackson Jr., but they're missing a couple of other key components. Well, when the Pels were hurt, nobody threw a pity party for them. You've got to capitalize when they don't have their full complement of players. Desmond Bane's no longer in Memphis, and he was always tough on the Pels. Scottie Pippen Jr. is out of the lineup for opening night. So, and then with teams, you look at the Clippers. Run whenever you can. They're the oldest team in the NBA. Every night in the NFL and the NBA, it's matchups. And what can you exploit? What do you do better and you think you can exploit against them? In the NFL, it's two generals on each one on each sideline, and they're trying to make them miss. It's like, I love the NFL for that reason. But in the NBA, there's five on the floor. Who can you exploit? Who's out there? The ball always finds the guy that is defensively deficient. So they know going into the game, and they'll try to do that. We've had great games. The Pels have played really well. The last 10 games in Denver have gone down to the wire. And I mean, Pels probably split about 5-5 out of those 10 games. So it's take it one night at a time. The back-to-backs are brutal. Three games in four nights are tough, but you don't have that as prevalent early in the season. So we'll see. But I do like the fact that they're finally going into a season with a full complement of players. Everybody is healthy.
A couple more questions here with Joel Myers. And I don't care how old you are. If you want to feel old, look at some of the people on this roster, right? I mean, Jeremiah Fears just had a birthday. Right?
Yep.
Turn 19.
I know.
Right?
I love
Derek
it.
Derek Queen is 20. He doesn't turn 20. He can't go get a drink till December. Eve just turned 21.
Right.
We sometimes forget that these are not just young players, 24, 25. These are young. These kids would be in college.
It's the NBA.
Right? Right.
Yeah.
But you forget.
It's the pace of the race and the speed now in the NBA, as you saw with Indiana. Indiana, it was almost like the old Don Nelson theory, and Rick Carlisle took that from, I want to get 100 shots up. I'm going to find a way to get 100 shots up a game. So Don Nelson was ahead of the time, and we're going back about 30 years in his heyday, but he was right. And if you hit for a high percentage, you're going to beat your opponent most of the time if you get that many opportunities. So the pace will be there if the Pels need it. But it's all about who you're facing that night. And that's why I bring up the Clippers. I've watched a couple of their preseason games. They are slow. They're not looking to push it with James Harden. Now, they'll throw it ahead, but they're not going to be an open court style franchise, at least this year. But the Pels have the opportunity to do it. And they've got enough young guys, as you mentioned, to get up and down the floor.
And finally, Joe Dumars, because of his background, because of he's one of those guys, when he talks, you listen. Part of his role, I would imagine, is culture. Culture in, you know, with an organization that has struggled mostly because of injuries, flipping the culture here, correct?
Without
I say
doubt,
flipping, that means that it wasn't bad, and I don't mean it that
no,
way.
No, Mrs. Beeb has been incredible and done everything and anything to make it all work across the parking lot for the Pels. I mean, the facility is one of the best in the NBA. But I like what Joe did immediately when he talked to every player individually when he got here. And he said, let me know if you do not want to be here, because if you're not all in, then get the hell out. And I really believe that in a lot of things, not just basketball. So, as I said, I like what Joe is doing. I like his mentality. I like the guys know up front what's the expectation. And it could be a really good season because nobody expecting a thing. Pels were a pincushion all summer long after the Derek Queen move. So it's now a challenge, and it should be motivation.
Well, it's a long one, my friend. At Memphis to begin on the 22nd, then home for two of the 24th and the 27th. Look forward to the Smoothie King Center and getting that blender rolling.
Yeah.
Have a great season.
Thank you. I love the game, and I can't wait because it's been a long time. I think it was April 14th or 15th when we ended the season last year. Can't wait for the start
too
of this
early,
one.
Too early, right?
Way
to April's
soon.
Too early.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.